What does one do on a sunny day in London? Coffee Mama Jumbo is tired of being in the south of London. So I ventured up to North London, East Finchley. Why? New Kids on the Block, roasters Campbell and Syme kindly invited me to come and see their roastery, stroke little coffee shop. And we are talking away, away, away. They're giving me lots of information about who they are. Joe is on my right. And then we've got Andy on my left. And they're two internet dating coffee partners. That's how I'm going to introduce you. So, Joe, tell me your background in coffee. Let's start with you.
Okay, well, my background probably starts around about 4 years ago when I first bought a Garanti coffee roaster. Played around with that, had a few issues, but got some decent coffees, and a few years ago decided to look for a site to have a cafe stroke roastery.
And you were into catering, so you know what it's like to serve delicious things to people.
Been in food for a long time, so yeah, it seemed like a natural progression.
And then you're looking for a partner, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Someone who offered something else to the business to complement my skills. Andy's that guy.
We've got to talk to Andy that. Now, you're the skillful guy that compliments Joe. I've met you at Cafe Culture, which was lovely. Hence, I'm here now because you kindly invited me. So 2 months down the line, and you spend a lot of time in Switzerland. You spend a lot of time where you honed all your coffee skills in America. So tell us about that.
So I started off learning my coffee skills in the east coast of the US, Philadelphia, Boston, New York. And then from there, I came over to the Specialty Coffee Association in Europe and went through their diploma system and then finally through their AST trainers program as well. So I'm now an SCA trainer for Specialty Coffee Association.
That's brilliant. So a real good marriage made in heaven almost. So who roasts out of the two of you?
We share that duty, actually. We do a lot of it together too. We kind of, as a small company, we're trying to know every aspect of the business together. Probably won't carry on that way forever as we grow, but we feel that we need to have the whole thing down.
And both have both reins in your hands.
Yeah, and you know, it's a constant feedback loop between us, so we're always cupping together, roasting together, seeing what works best.
So how long have you been going as Campbell and Syme?
Since February, essentially, we've been working on the roasting on the Giessen, which has been a big part of this business coming up, you know, getting a better product.
Okay, so not long at all, really?
Not long at all, really. And lots of roasting, lots of cupping, lots of discarding the beans that are nowhere near good enough, lots of brewing coffee.
Yeah, but you're putting yourself down a little bit, because you've got already three very good accounts.
Yeah, sure.
One of them in Brixton, close to
me. Well, this is post the bad coffee stage.
Very good.
This is what all the work was for, really.
So venturing all the way to East London, to East Finchley, north of the river, north for me, almost an hour underground. I've had a delicious coffee.
Good.
So just want to say this to the listeners. You know, if you ever find yourself in East Finchley, you've got to make a beeline to, where are we? What's the address here?
5 minutes from the station.
Exactly. It takes no longer than that. And it's lovely. I mean, let me describe it. You are greeted by the lovely Giessen in blue. You've got a nice Lamazzocco machine, three group here in blue. What else? Campbell and Syme is blue.
Everything
What's
is
all
blue.
That about?
I don't know. Maybe I've got a blue mood sometimes. So it's just my favourite colour, really.
Yeah.
So that's the way
it's very refreshing. Yeah. I'll say, even the cups are blue. They're sitting on top of the Lamazzocco, warming up nicely. Now, I've had an espresso pulled for me, which I haven't put my lips to. Shall I do this live?
You can go for that, yeah.
Let's do this live. It's a bit colder than it should be, but that's all right, because, you know, at body temperature, and it would be, if we've got a thermometer, probably around about the low 50. It would be something like that. It's lovely. I mean, it's a single origin, from what you've told me. It's the Bosquilia.
Bosquilia from El Salvador.
From El Salvador, which I, funnily enough, know by another roaster.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember it, like, distinctively, but I remember just liking it, and I will say the same for this. I mean, I want to take another sip, just to be totally fair and not biased. I mean, it's got a lovely fruity entry.
Yeah,
and it just stays with you.
Yeah, it's sure does.
It's really sweet.
It's a long aftertaste.
It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Going on in there, dark caramel.
Well, it definitely doesn't only stay fruity. Yeah. It just definitely kind of gives you what I always love is a journey in coffee, and this definitely gives you a lovely journey on the palate. could it be even sunnier outside after I had a sip? I don't know. It's just beautiful. I think what I'll also have to do, but off air, is maybe try some milk with this and have it as a flat white, because we've got a great barista here as well.
We sure have.
We've got an addition to your partnership, which is John. He's the chef barista here, who's a great barista.
He's
so
a great barista,
so great addition to
great
your
copper too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't have to bore my listeners with telling them that I actually know John. When I can, why not? Because I'd done a boo long time ago, about 3 years ago, when I bought my first coffee machine at the coffee machine shop, John, was it called? On the, sadly, no longer exists because the internet just kind of kills a lot of small businesses. But I got my first Rancilio Silvia with John and my first barista skills with John. So I know you've got a great guy.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
absolutely. Right. So I think, are we going to kind of introduce ourselves a little bit to the Gießen?
Should we do,
I mean, now on air we can't do like a roast immediately, but can you just tell me a little bit more about why you chose the Gießen?
Okay, well, probably the primary reason I chose the Gießen was for the cast iron drum, really. I really wanted to work with cast iron.
Okay.
I found the stainless steel of Algarenti was susceptible to the environment.
Okay.
It was a smaller machine, so that's another factor in that. I'd had recommendation from various other roasters, including Eddie at Roundhill. I worked with him on a W15 quite a bit.
Okay.
And I loved the coffee we got from it.
So right.
It seemed like a no-brainer, really. It's very similar to a Probat. Perhaps it offers a little bit more, pound for pound.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just happy with it in every single way, really. The service is good.
So you've bonded with it?
We've bonded with it, yeah. Yeah,
it's
we've
important,
got a relationship.
Isn't it?
Doesn't quite have a name yet.
Doesn't it?
We're working on that.
I will say there aren't many Gießens in England from what I know, but I'm just attracted just physically also to its shape.
Sure.
And
yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love kind of the hopper where you put the green beans in, has got this funny kind of shape, which is unusual. And obviously not having had my hands on it and worked on it, but you're happy with all where everything is,
where everything is,
glass,
the
trier.
The stability of the machine,
mm-hmm.
the airflow
mm-hmm.
seems good. It produces a clean cup of coffee if you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go roastier, obviously, with it. You can get what you need.
So quickly, let's share the two of you maybe. Where do you think your roasts lie? Because in England, and especially in London, we have a lot of competition, if you want, which is all good, but where would you like to place yourselves?
I think our roast really relies on the taste, not on the colour. So we're dictated by taste, and we spend a lot of time cupping in silence for quality control, and really it comes down to taste and not colour for us.
And what is that taste that you would like to kind of?
It depends on the bean,
offer.
But
mm-hmm.
we just try and pull the best out of the bean that we think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
After cupping and after producing different roast profiles, we'll take each different stage cup, see what's the sweetest, what's the brightest.
Sweetness and brightness is important to you?
Sweetness is hugely important.
Especially
yes.
if that's there in the beginning.
Sure,
If that's what the coffee can sing for us, then we'll let it sing. Let's talk a little bit
about filter coffee and espresso. Uh-huh. I mean, are you catering for both?
Absolutely. We're trying to put a huge emphasis on the filter. My time in America was spent drinking a lot of filter, so I'm a big fan of it.
Yes.
I think,
subtler, isn't it, really?
Yeah, much more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's brighter, it's cleaner, with flavor, mm-hmm. good flavor clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a nice way to enjoy a long
black
cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it can be a half-hour experience, which changes from minute to minute.
Very true, with the temperature going down.
More medium.
How about milk? How does milk fit into the equation? Because here in England, a lot of people like flat whites, maybe cappuccinos, so the ratio of milk, coffee.
I think milk is a great opportunity for us, really. Living in England, we have some of the best dairy in the world. So, you know, we try and focus on offering really good milk. Goodwood Estate in Sussex, which is super sweet, super silky, and it's wonderful. You know, it's almost like coffee sometimes complements the fantastic milk.
Fantastic.
You know, just as good as all the beans that are coming in from all around the world. It's just
very true. Very true. Another big component. So we're running out of time with this particular recording, but I think we're going to do a bit of roasting maybe. So check back in. I'm going to sign out here and tell you again, Fortis Green, East Finchley Tube Station, 5 minutes from the tube station. If you find yourself here, or even make it a destination, come and see Campbell and Syme.